Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. This is Ann. How can I help you?
I'm having a problem with your with an account on your site. It's showing I have a compromised password, and it's on a very, very old account. I do not have the password nor the email address, and it does not recognize anything.
Okay. I can help you, I think. You want to give me the email address that it's under?
cdmore.2@netzero.net.
Okay. So how are we spelling more? M-O-O-R-E?
Yes, ma'am.
So C-D, like David Moore, dot two. Can you finish it after that? I didn't get the rest of it.
At netzero. Netzero spelled out. N-E-T-Z-E-R-O.
Okay.
Dot net.
Dot net.
A very, very old one.
Yeah.
I had that address years ago.
Okay. It doesn't come up. So let me. So it's C like cat, D like David, Moore.
Yes. Yes.
M O O R E.
Uh huh.
Dot two at netzero.net, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not coming up. How old is the account?
Gosh, years when I first got a computer. Yeah, what? It was way back when I had NetZero in another place where I was living a long time ago. I hadn't even thought of that. I've been on Craftsy account because I like to look at your patterns and get patterns at times.
Uh-huh.
Because I crochet, and y'all have some wonderful patterns up there. And I have no idea, because I don't remember making a recent account either.
Could you give me maybe another email address that you have?
Yeah, my one I would have used if I have one is constancemore8@gmail.com. And it doesn't recognize that email either.
Okay, let me see what I see. And what is your first and last name?
Constance Moore.
Is it C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E?
Yes.
Okay. Did you maybe ever have an email address that would be constancemore@sbcglobal.net?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What was the full email address, Ms. Moore?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. I think it was just constancemore@sbcglobal.net.
See, I have one under Constance Moore as the name, but the email is SBC Global, but it's not Constance at all. It's actual Connie, and it has some numbers, and I just want to make sure that that's yours.
Oh. God, I'm trying to think. Yes, that I did have one at Connie at that time. Oh, God, you're taking me years back. I cannot get into that account either.
I could get you into it, but I need to make sure it's yours. And the only way I can do that is if you can verify the email, because there's numbers after it.
Oh, gosh.
Can you go, like, maybe into your computer and look, or?
No, I can't, because I have a new computer, too. I've had several computers since then. I'm not even living in the same area.
Yeah, there's no address on this account. That's why I really need to verify that email.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm going to do? Yeah. I'm going to go into the account, and I'm going to see if I can see, maybe you can give me the names of some of the classes that you might have had in there. We can maybe do it that way.
Okay. I don't remember any classes, but I'm not, that's not impossible back then, okay?
Yeah. If you can't remember that email, then I can't really, set you up with that account, because I have to be sure that it's you. I'm sure you understand.
Right.
That.
Oh, yes, I do understand that.
Yeah.
It's just that we're going back so far, and I'm trying to remember, and it's kind of hard.
I know.
Yeah, because we're talking, it may have been 15 to 20 years ago, okay?
Well, we purchased the company from Blueprint in September, and we
oh,
are
gosh.
A new company. We received our information from Blueprint, so.
Oh, it tells me right up here, Blueprint is now Craftsy, because I've got
right.
it pulled up on online right.
right
now. But
yeah.
That's how I got your phone number, was I pulled up and went in there to try to get
right.
hold of someone. To,
because,
see, I have a password with your company that is compromising my account. I can't even get into my regular email. I'm into it, but I've got to get my password straightened up with it, too. I've got Google messed up, and I've also got Windows messed up. I don't know what's going on.
All right. I can't assist you with anything unless you could verify that email address for me. I am sorry, Ms. Moore.
Wait a minute. I have an old book here. Let me see if I've got any. Okay, just bear with me while I'm trying to look up one of them, see if I've got. Okay, there's Constance Moore at SBC Global. I'm trying to see what I have used. I have this old book, okay, I forgot about.
Ms. Moore, once you find it, why
yeah.
don't you give us a call back, and we'll try to assist you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Craftsy Video.
Uh-huh.
Have a
okay.
good day.
Bye-bye. Thank you.